Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, DMV? You know who it is, youngest in charge movement, Linnell Willingham, here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan, and always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. We're also simulcasted on our sister station, the Team 980. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 3:30 here on this Saturday afternoon edition of Overtime. Plenty to get to. We'll lead you into Caps hockey. I was listening to the tail end of the DOC. Mad Max continuing to be behind the glass because who else would be here with you on a Saturday afternoon? We got a lot to get to. I'm calling him TMZ. Kevin Sheehan is going to join us top of the 2 o'clock hour. There's a reason I'm calling old Kevin Sheehan TMZ. If you heard the Kevin Sheehan show at all this week, Kevin opening up a massive can of worms when it comes to a potential rebrand for the Washington Commanders. We will get to that at the 2 o'clock hour when Kevin joins us. And I promise, you better keep it locked right here on The Fan and on the Team 980. The only place you get to hear about Uniform Gate for the Washington Commanders. So we'll get to that in the 2 o'clock hour. Got J.P. Acosta. We'll re-rack that interview from last night if you missed that. Hearing some guys you should be keen in on here at the Senior Bowl. That actually kicks off at about 2:30, 2:45 over on the NFL Network. So make sure you are tuned into that. A lot to get to, man. Big-time college basketball on tap. It is always good to do radio on a Saturday. I always say that. There's a lot going on. I'll say this. You all better be blowing the damn phone lines up at 1-800-636-1067 because it makes no sense how long it took me to get here on a Saturday afternoon. So clearly you all are out and about in your cars, driving irrationally. I had to drive through the terrible state of Virginia for a little bit to get here. No, I didn't. I just wanted to take a shot at the Commonwealth.
You always do.
I just wanted to take a shot at the Commonwealth. Mm-mm-mm. Shout out to Virginia. But we got a lot to get to, man. I know college basketball in this town. Let me tread lightly before I anger some folks. I know college basketball in this town. We care about it when we care about it. Big day of college basketball on tap today. A bunch of top 25 matchups right now. You got Florida and Tennessee duking it out in Knoxville. The SEC, man. The SEC, say what you want. Clearly this year, the best conference in college basketball. It feels like all of the teams ranked in the top 25 reside in the SEC. Speaking of college hoops, last night, if you were listening over on the Team 980, you got to hear Ed Cooley at Georgetown sneak away with one at home. Micah Peavy, Thomas Sorber, each with 19, as the Hoyas knocked down Butler 73-70. Georgetown moving to 5-6 in Big East play. So there is a lot of good going on locally in the world of college basketball. I say all that to bring up the big boys. The Maryland Terrapins are actually not in action this afternoon. I think they play, I don't think they're back in action until next week, Tuesday or Wednesday. Big week for the Terps, though. If you got to see the big fella, Derek Queen, and his defensive effort last week, it was pretty cool to watch, man. But Big day of local college basketball. Big day of national college basketball. We will obviously get into the Washington Commanders and their pivotal offseason. If you joined me last night, I mean, it was a rocking show. Took a bunch of your calls. But I think, you know, the sentiments that I echoed remain the same. This is the most pivotal offseason of this rebuild for the Washington Commanders. And I think their aggression level that they showed at the deadline, going out swinging for the fences and acquiring Marshawn Lattimore, they must take that mentality into the offseason. Because you only have so much opportunity. You only got so much time if you were the Washington Commanders. With Jaden Daniels on the rookie contract, I consider it the best asset in all of professional sports. When you got a baller getting paid pennies on the dollar on that rookie deal, I think it is always, always key that you capitalize on that. I think Washington will continue to be aggressive. I think they showed you at the deadline what their mentality is. We went through it ad nauseum last night and discussed a bunch of different Washington free agents. We looked at who's here to stay, who must Washington bring back. And that's kind of where I want to start here this afternoon. Understanding that, hey, look, it isn't going to be perfect this offseason. It isn't going to be perfect ever. I understand that Adam Peters was touted as this renaissance man of a talent evaluator and somebody that doesn't miss when it comes to draft picks and free agents. But I want to say this. I trust him because of the track record in San Francisco. I also trust him because of the bargain bin signings he did this past offseason. But there are some tough decisions that have to be made. And I always wonder, especially in this town, with how fickle some of us could be, I always wonder how long the honeymoon phase lasts for a guy like Adam Peters, for a guy like Dan Quinn. Now, for Dan Quinn, because he is the head coach and he is deemed largely responsible for this team outkicking their coverage in year one, making it to the conference championship, winning 12 regular season games, his honeymoon phase is going to last a little bit longer than one Adam Peters. Adam Peters is on the clock right now. And I don't mean to say that. I don't mean to say that like I'm trying to get on Adam Peters. I don't mean to say that like I'm trying to talk down on Adam Peters. But let's just be real here. Adam Peters, the general manager of the Washington Commanders, is on the clock. Make no mistake about it. Third most cap space in the National Football League. We talked about the draft picks. First round pick, a second round pick. You got Philly's third. You got New Orleans fifth. And then you got three seventh rounders. He is going to have to get creative. He is going to have to get creative when it comes to acquiring talent to upgrade this roster. Because there are not a litany of quick fixes out there. There aren't. And there are going to be some tough decisions that Adam Peters and company ultimately are going to have to make. And I think as we look ahead at this offseason and we think about how important it is, right? As we think about how important it is, those tough decisions and how they pan out, not giving away a state secret when I say this, right? Those tough decisions and how they work out will ultimately shape how we view this offseason. Straight up. There are going to be swings and misses. There are going to be guys that they don't retain that you're upset about. I preface the offseason moves by saying this. What was my slogan last year? We're at the mercy of the evaluator. That remains true. That remains true. And I feel like as we move closer to the draft and you start to see some of the cats that they bring in for top 50 visits, top 30 visits, whatever you want to call them, you'll begin to understand how Washington is going to attack this offseason. We'll take your calls on it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We're just getting rolling here on this Saturday afternoon edition of Overtime. We'll take you up to 3:30. Caps Hockey is on tap after I get off the air with you. The fellas trying to get back to their winning ways after suffering a tough overtime loss the other night. They're back at home playing host to a pretty damn good Winnipeg Jets team. If I'm not mistaken, is Logie back in net tonight?
He is.
Logan Thompson back in net tonight. The $35 million man going to have the opportunity to get the Caps back into the win column. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, I want to get more in depth with the Washington Commanders offseason. We've looked at the free agents. We did that last night. What I want to do when we get back is look at Washington's biggest positions of need as we get geared up for the offseason. It's my version of Nell's Super Six Pack. My top six offseason needs for the Washington Commanders. That's next here on The Fan. Just getting rocking and rolling here on this Saturday afternoon edition of Overtime. You know who it is. It's the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 3:30. Caps hockey coming up on the other side of myself, John Walton, Ken Sabourin on the call as Washington tries to get back into the winning column after their overtime loss the other night. They play host to a pretty damn good Winnipeg Jets team. Logan Thompson back in net, fresh off of his $35 million contract extension that he received on Monday. So definitely make sure you keep it locked on The Fan all day long. If you're joining us on our sister station, the Team 980, we welcome you in here as well. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067. Max, I emailed it to you. We got super production here on a Saturday, my brother.
That's right, we do.
We're getting into Nell's Super Six Pack, ladies and gentlemen. The most highly anticipated ranking system in all of sports talk radio. And it's geared toward the Washington Commanders offseason. We talked about it last night. There are a bevy of needs on this football team. There are a litany of free agents that they're going to have to make decisions on. This is, and I'm continuing to dub it as my slogan for the entire offseason, it is the most pivotal offseason in this Commanders rebuild. It's about striking while the iron's hot. It's about capitalizing on momentum. And most importantly, seizing the moment. What moment is that? You have a one percenter at the quarterback position on a rookie deal. How will you take advantage of that? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Right now, though, Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six offseason needs for the Washington Commanders.
Nell's Super Six Pack. 3, 3, 2, 1.
Let's get into it. Nell's Super Six Pack. My top six offseason needs for the Washington Commanders as we get geared up for what I'm calling the most pivotal offseason of the rebuild. Let's start at number six. And number six can be answered, right, before free agency happens. For me, number six is the tight end position. And the Washington Commanders obviously have a pretty marquee free agent in-house at the tight end spot, veteran tight end Zach Ertz. If you are the Washington Commanders, there is a tough decision that you are going to have to make with Zach Ertz. Do you bring him back on a favorable type of deal? Or do you go out into the free agent landscape and try and upgrade at that position? I've said it all along. Zach Ertz was a godsend for this football team. When he first was signed, I rolled my eyes and I questioned whether or not Washington should have brought this guy in. I wondered how much Zach Ertz actually had left in the tank. Clearly, he showed he had a lot left in the tank, and he saved his best for last. Zach Ertz in the NFC Championship game against the Philadelphia Eagles, no big deal. Just racked up 11 catches for 104 yards and was pretty much the safety blanket for quarterback Jaden Daniels. On the season for Zach Ertz, the numbers are impressive. 66 receptions, 7 touchdowns. 38 of his receptions this year went for first downs. So if that doesn't show you how impactful Zach Ertz is to this offense, then maybe you don't get it. And here's the bigger thing. Does this surprise you at all, Mad Max? Zach Ertz, last year, 10 yards per reception. So you damn near could call him a big play threat. I think he needs to be brought back. But if you cannot bring him back, you all of a sudden have a massive hole at the tight end position on your roster. Zach Ertz comes in at number six for me in terms of L Super Six Pack, my top six needs for the Washington Commanders. Number five in L Super Six Pack, my top six offseason needs for the Washington Commanders. Number five, I'm going to go with the running back position. And I know people are going to say, that's interesting. We all can agree Washington probably can stand to add more of a home run threat at running back. Brian Robinson's pretty damn good, right? I would look at Brian Robinson and say, hey, look, you could do a hell of a lot worse than him, but you could also do a hell of a lot better than him. The one thing I would say about all of the running backs on Washington's roster, and maybe this has to do with the offensive line woes, we'll never know. Normally, when you have a quarterback like Jaden Daniels that is a dual threat, it can hurt teams in the run game. Normally, the running backs are natural beneficiaries of the quarterback's success in the run game. And we just didn't see that, in my opinion, with Brian Robinson Jr. and with Austin Ekeler. B-Rob on the season, 187 carries, 799 yards, 8 touchdowns. This is where it got interesting. 20 receptions for Brian Robinson on the year as well. So clearly, he's got the ability to catch the football out of the backfield. My thing with B-Rob is this. While watching this football team try to run the football last year, it became very apparent that Brian Robinson is probably average at best at the running back position. The vision to me is not as good as you should be. I love the physicality that he runs with, but outside of that, what special traits does Brian Robinson have at the running back position? I don't think he has many. If I was Washington, I would look to move on from Brian Robinson this offseason. I don't know how much you're going to get from him via the trade market, but I do know this in terms of his contract. This is via SportTrack. The Washington Commanders next year slated to have a cap hit of $3 million with Brian Robinson. If you cut Brian Robinson, you gain about $3 million, $4 million in cap space. Can you better use that somewhere else? That's the big question here if you were the Washington Commanders. He comes at number five, though, in terms of Washington's top six needs this offseason. We're taking your calls on this as well. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. To me, the running back position in the draft is really where you could upgrade. I don't know how fond I would be of them spending money in free agency, but I think in the draft, this is a deep running back class where you're going to be able to find starters on day two and day three. So if you're Adam Peterson company, you probably got to go to that well. So now Super Six Pack, my top six offseason needs for the Washington Commanders. We now move on to number four in Nell's Super Six Pack. I'm getting ahead of myself, people. Number four in Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six offseason needs for the Commanders. Number four is cornerback. The cornerback position needs to be upgraded for the Washington Commanders. And I'll be real with you. I was all on board with the Marshon Lattimore deal. I was all on board for bringing in Marshon Lattimore at the trade deadline. I think he is somebody that has a little bit left in the tank. And I think his track record leads you to believe that, hey, you give this young man a full offseason, he comes back next year and should be able to be a contributor to this defense. Because I'll be real, it wasn't very pretty watching him out there this year. He's dealing with injuries, though. He's playing in a new system. But here's the thing, and I heard the sports junkies tossing this around. I think I heard B. Mitch and Finley tossing this around. There is no more guaranteed money on Marshon Lattimore's contract. If Washington chooses to part ways with Marshon Lattimore, they would save $18 million against the cap. That's the only reason I'm entertaining a Marshon Lattimore cut, is because of the cap relief that you're going to get. But here is the thing. I kind of feel like if you're Washington, right, you are pigeonholed into bringing Marshon Lattimore back for this reason. You gave up pretty significant draft capital to acquire Marshon Lattimore. So I feel like you owe it to yourself as an organization, right, to go out and try and make this thing work with Marshon Lattimore. We will see ultimately what happens. Right now, we're giving you an L Super Six Pack. My top six offseason needs for the Washington Commanders. We're at number three right now. I'll give you six through three. Number six, I said the tight end position. I hope they're able to bring Zach Ertz back. I also hope they're able to add somebody late in the draft. This is another draft where you can get a pass-catching tight end. And God forbid I bring up the name Cole Turner. Did you guys realize Cole Turner signed to a reserve futures contract with the Washington Commanders? Guess what, Max? Cole Turner, the only member of Ron Rivera's draft class that's still hanging around. I think it's Quan. I think it's Diami, Cole Turner, Percy Butler. The list is not very long. Derek Forrest on that list as well. But tight end is a position of need for me. I hope they're able to bring back Zach Ertz. We will see if they're able to get another bargain bin guy in free agency. My money's on Ertz coming back. The fifth greatest need for the Washington Commanders in my Super Six Pack of top six needs for this football team. I look at running back. I think the draft, another place where you can go get you a home run hitter at the running back position, whether it's the second round, whether it's the third round, whether it's the fifth round. I think there are some guys that really could come in and provide you some juice right away. I would probably move on for Brian Robinson this offseason. You save $4 million against the cap, and I just don't think he was impactful enough, especially when you consider the ancillary benefits at the running back position that you get with playing with a running quarterback like Jaden Daniels. I just didn't see our backs capitalize on it. Number four in my top six needs for the Washington Commanders is the cornerback spots, where we ended off talking about Marshon Lattimore. You can save $16 million against the cap if you move on from Marshon Lattimore. Would you do it? 1-800-636-1067. I give you three through one on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan. Still rocking and rolling here on this Saturday afternoon edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement, Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 3:30. Caps hockey coming on the other side of myself. The fellas back at home playing host to the Winnipeg Jets. John Walton, Ken Sabourin, get your pregame coverage going to 3:30 right here on the Fan. If you're listening on the Team 980, we welcome you in as well. The number to call the show, 1-800-636-1067. Coming up in the 2 o'clock hour, 2 o'clock on the button, as my grandmama would like to say, the coach, Kevin Sheehan, going to join us. And boy, does Kevin have some splaining to do when it comes to the rumors he put out into the ether this week on his show about a potential rebrand for the Washington Commanders. We will get into that hot and heavy top of the 2 o'clock hour when Kevin joins us. Right now, though, line up on the phones, man. Couple of slots open, so get in while you can. We're taking your calls on the top six offseason needs for the Commanders. That's how I'm presenting it. If you're on the phones, give me your top offseason need. I will run through it 6 through 4 one more time as we're giving you an L Super Six Pack, my top six offseason needs for the Washington Commanders. Number six, the tight end position. I think if you're Washington, bringing Zach Ertz back would be probably at the top of my to-do list, along with getting our guy Bobby Wagner signed to an extension. I think he's got to be brought back. If you can't bring him back, I think this is the draft where you can go get you a pass-catching guy at the tight end position. Couple at the tight end from Miami. I had a really good week down there in Mobile at the Senior Bowl. A guy that Jaden Daniels is familiar with in Mason Taylor, the tight end out of LSU. He had a good week down there in Mobile. So a lot of deserving candidates at tight end in terms of getting drafted. It's one of the deeper positions in this draft. I think if Washington can't re-sign Ertz, you got to get one of those young pups. Number five for me is the running back position. I would probably save that $4 million against my books and potentially move on from Brian Robinson Jr. I continue to look at B-Rob and say, man, all across the league, you think about it. Running backs that play with dual threat quarterbacks that can run traditionally perform better. And you didn't see that from Brian Robinson. So I would be looking to upgrade that position. Running back, good enough for the Commanders, right? Another draft spot that it's deep. You can go get you a home run hitter in the fourth round, in the third round, and potentially some day two or day three guys. I would definitely look to upgrade running back. Number four is where it gets interesting, the cornerback spot. I think we all agree Marshon Lattimore did not live up to the billing that we thought he would when we first acquired him. And this is where, like I said, this offseason is going to be full of tough decisions. If you were Adam Peters, how crazy do you look cutting Marshon Lattimore when you gave up a third and a fourth to go get him? I understand the financial relief that you get. You get $16 million saved against your cap, or $18 million, rather, saved against your cap if you're able to bring him in, or excuse me, if you're able to cut him and part ways with him. But then here's the question. How easily can you replace Marshon Lattimore? And that's where it gets interesting, because if you look at ESPN's top 50 free agent list, there are some damn good corners on the free agent market. And one that I'm paying close attention to is a guy that Adam Peters and company have some familiarity with. It is Charvarius Ward from the San Francisco 49ers. If you go free agency, if you choose to move on from Lattimore, that would be the guy I go after. I know DJ Reed of the Jets is another guy that people are going to be infatuated by. Here's the thing with DJ Reed. Sorry to break it to you. I think he stays in New York because they added Aaron Glenn, one of the most respected DBs coaches in the NFL, to be their next head coach. And then they brought in our old friend, Chris Harris Jr., to be their defensive backs coach. And I think we all know how highly the players here in Ashburn and Washington sang his praises. So that's going to be interesting. If I'm Adam Peters, though, I think you got to run it back one more year with Marshon Lattimore and see whether or not he can improve his play. As we get to 3-1, I'll go quickly here. Number three for me is wide receiver. You need an impact guy opposite Terry McLaurin. This may rub some folks the wrong way. I would be on board for bringing back Deami Brown as my wide receiver three. I would be on board bringing back Alamide Zaccheaus potentially as my wide receiver four, wide receiver five. For all of you thinking that this is going to be the year Luke McCaffrey is going to break out, okay. If you want to bet on that, go ahead. My Cash App is nailed two times. You want to give away money. Look, if Luke McCaffrey couldn't get on the field last year when there was a bevy of attrition at the position, that rhymed on accident, how do you see him getting on the field this year when they're going to upgrade that room? Now, I get it. He'll be a year more mature, a year better into the system, one year further as a pro. Some guys got it. Some guys don't. I just don't think Luke McCaffrey has it. So wide receiver would be a need for me. And here's the interesting thing for me, philosophically speaking. This is where I say this offseason's pivotal, and you're going to have to make tough decisions. If you are Adam Peters, traditionally speaking, in today's landscape, unless it's a Ja'Marr Chase, a Justin Jefferson, a Terry McLaurin, a A.J. Brown, I'm not breaking the bank at wide receiver. You normally can go in the draft and get you a guy that can come in and contribute right away. You all are probably saying, well, didn't they say that with Luke McCaffrey? Look at his ass. You don't go after converted quarterbacks turn wide receiver. That's where Adam Peters and company messed up. I think Luke McCaffrey was a draft favorite for Christian. Because, I mean, Luke McCaffrey, and we all got it. Look, I fell victim to it as well. When I heard that he was showing up with JD5 at 5 o'clock in the morning, I thought, well, damn, he's got to be worth something. Boy, was I wrong. I think wide receiver is an area you got to go after. Traditionally, I would go after a receiver in the draft. But because Washington is so flush with cap space, I wouldn't be opposed to throwing big-time money potentially at a T. Higgins. I wouldn't be opposed to throwing some pretty decent money at a guy like Chris Godwin. Now, Chris Godwin is where it gets interesting because he's 29 years old. He's got an injury history. And I feel like because of that injury history, maybe you can get him at a discount. And I think he's still got a lot of gas left in the tank. The other free agent wide receivers, Amari Cooper, probably going to be cool on that. Stephon Diggs, maybe. Maybe I think about bringing in a Stephon Diggs, local cat, and a guy that's got some juice left in the tank. Maybe you can get him on a discount because of the ACL. I heard Grant and Danny talking about this next wide receiver. and it intrigued me. Darius Slayton from the Giants, a career number three, number four wide receiver. I just don't know if that's the type of upgrade that you need or if that would serve as an upgrade for the Washington Commanders. So wide receiver, my number three need. My number two need is up front along this offensive line. And I've got a plan with this. If you can get a tackle that you think can come in and be better than Brandon Coleman from day one, I'm going to be heavily inclined to move Coleman inside the guard. I think moving Brandon Coleman to guard helps this offensive line out. And whether it's a tackle you draft at 29, whether you trade back and draft a tackle, I think you can stand to upgrade at that position. And if you're going to play your best five, I think Brandon Coleman kicking inside is probably what's best for this organization right now. I'm not giving up on him as a tackle. Be careful and listen to what I said. If you can find an upgrade, a guy that can walk in here on day one and be better, even if he's just a little bit better, I kick Brandon Coleman inside the guard because he would be such an upgrade at the position compared to Nick Allegretti. And I love me some Nick Allegretti, right? Super Bowl champion. He was great with the media. Nick Allegretti got his ass whipped several times throughout this year, specifically in that championship game against Philadelphia. How many times did you see Nick Allegretti get walked back into the lap of Jaden Daniels? Got to upgrade there. And then my number one need for this Commanders team this offseason, get me a difference maker at the edge rusher spot. Get me a game wrecker at the edge rusher spot. And I don't want some pass rush specialists that are going to get me the quietest 10.5 sacks you'll ever see, i.e. Dante Fowler Jr. Get me a guy that doesn't have to come out on first and second down. Give me a guy that can play all three downs, that can set the edge in the run game, as well as get after the quarterback. And I know this is going to piss a lot of you off. If the money's right, I bring Chase Young in. You can chew on that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take your calls on the biggest offseason needs for the Washington Commanders. Andy and Sterling will get us kicked off. What's going on, Andy?
Hey, good afternoon, Nell.
What's going on,
man? I mean, I have to agree with just about everything you said, but before I say anything, let me just say this about Adam Peters. I think him and Quinn did an admirable, incredible job putting this team together to get as far as they did. But having said that,
yeah,
it's not like Peters is any kind of a he's made his share of mistakes. He did draft Trey Lance, gave up three number ones to get him in San Francisco. He did trade, or he did give up a number two and a number three for Sinnott and for McCaffrey. And like you said, I think it was a favor to the McCaffrey family. my problem is that neither one of those two really contributed much of anything during the season. I want them, and I know this is not going to happen, I want them to use every one of their seven picks on offensive linemen, defensive linemen. They can maybe shell out a bunch of money for Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
If they don't like a left tackle in the draft, I'd be willing to shell out some money for a left tackle. They have to defend Jaden. They can't put the team out again and have him basically carry the team all for the entire season. He's going to get killed if they don't. Like I said, it's not like Peters is perfect. He's made his mistakes in the draft.
For sure.
So, yeah, that's my take.
And I appreciate you as always, Andy. 1-800-636-1067. I think it's interesting, man. Adam Peters has not been perfect. And here's the thing on the Luke McCaffrey stuff. I'm joking, obviously, when I say he was doing a favor. But, like, in reality, why did they think Luke was going to be able to come in and contribute right away? Like, that was a misevaluation, in my opinion. If we're talking about misses of Adam Peters, Ben Sinnott, I don't worry too much about. Tight end, despite, contrary to popular belief, right, I know we've seen the kid out in Vegas come out and be guns a-blazing at the tight end position. Brock Bowers, I know he came in and lit the world on fire. Ben Sinnott is not Brock Bowers. Tight end, it takes some time. Man, you got to think about how physically mature you got to be fresh out of college, coming in blocking grown-ass men at defensive end. Dudes that got families. Dudes that got wives. Like, it's a tough ask. I think Sennett improves as he gets stronger. I think the mentality and the temperament is there to be a badass in the run game. Here is your best case scenario to me with Ben Sennett. He allows you to let John Bates walk. To me, that is what you should be looking at if you are Ben Sennett. If you're the Washington Commanders. That is what Ben Sennett represents. He allows John Bates to walk, and he turns into that blocking tight end. I don't think he's ever going to be a receiver. I just don't think that's who he is. Let's go to my man Lawrence out in Upper Marlboro. Your number one need for the Washington Commanders.
Hey, what's up, Linnell?
What's going on,
Agent
brother?
K.
What's going on, brother?
Agent K, your man.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What it is. Hey, man, you know what? I've been listening to you last night and today, and I'm with you on all the – I wouldn't change your list. I just wanted to just make a couple of comments on what's already there, man. Bobby Wagner, I think he's a must-keep. Like, he's such a cultural influence and a leader, not only on defense but on offense. Like, he's taken Jaden under his wing and kind of little-brothered him. You know, what kind of conversations are they having about, you know, what Jaden could possibly be facing as, you know, as a defenseman? You know, he's giving him all kinds of stuff. So I think he's a must-keep. Zach Ertz is another must-keep. He's big. He's got probably, arguably, to me, some of the most reliable hands on that team, you know. And he's also experienced. He's got a lot of cultural leadership, winning influence. B-Rob, I'm with you, man. You know, for him to get off, Moses has to part the Red Sea to break through. You know what I'm saying?
Gosh.
Like,
he doesn't
scan and look and find the little cracks and see the cracks developing, because you can't wait for the crack to open. You gotta have some
vision
and know
definitely
that
not his strong suit, Agent K. Look, I appreciate you chiming in as always, brother. 1-800-636-1067. This is maybe why I'm not on during the week and during regular time slots. We have completely obliterated the clock. I see all of your calls there. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll run through them. Your biggest offseason need for the Washington Commanders. And then I got a two-parter for you. You can save $16 million against the cap by parting ways with Marshawn Lattimore. Would you do it? That's next here on The Fan. Creeping up on the top of the 1 o'clock hour here in our nation's capital. It's the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 3:30. Caps hockey coming up on the other side of me. John Walton, Ken Sabrin on the call. As the fellas try to get back to their winning ways, they play host to the Winnipeg Jets. Logan Thompson, the $35 million man, expected to be back in net tonight. I was talking with our producer, Mad Max, behind the glass. He's the one taking your calls. Charlie Lindgren got the start in net the other night, and the Caps gave up 5 goals. And looking at it, if you're just a box score watcher and you didn't actually watch, you'd say, well, damn, this is why Logan is the starter. I'm looking for the defense of the Caps tonight to be a lot better. Can we not allow as many shots on goal? That's what I'm looking for tonight. Can we get defensive for the Washington Capitals? They're coming up at 3:30. Top of the 2 o'clock hour. We're going to get spicy here on 106.7 The Fan. I know you all are familiar with Kevin Sheehan, the host of the Kevin Sheehan Show, weekdays 10 to 1 on the Team 980. He put some rumors out into the ether this week, and he is going to come on with myself and explain himself in terms of a potential rebrand for the Washington Commanders. We're taking your calls right now, though, at 1-800-636-1067. Your top need for the Washington Commanders this offseason, I ran through it in Nell's Super Six Pack. My number one need, I think, is a difference-making edge rusher. We also can open up the lines and have a conversation about Marshawn Lattimore. Washington saved $16 million against the cap if they let him go. If you are Adam Peters and company, do you run it back or do you cut your losses? Let's go to who's on the line the longest. Fred is in Bristol. What's up, Fred?
Hey, man. Love your show, and thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate you, man.
Hey, first of all, I think they ought to hang on to Lattimore. Obviously, he was injured, and I believe with the offseason and him recovering fully, that he could really be a big asset. Secondly, though, but and the number one thing is I think the O-line has to be improved, because by doing that, that would also improve Robinson's ability to run, because we have better blockers that can make holes for him.
I give B. Rob
credit.
And
it would protect Daniels, which is key. I mean, we got to protect Daniels. That's got to be the number one. So that's my thoughts.
We'll see. Fred, I appreciate you as always, brother. 1-800-636-1067. Let's read a couple of tweets here. You can tweet at me. It's at @NELL_BTP. Miss Jackie out in Frederick says, Luke was open a lot when he was on the field. He's a slot guy, and this is his third year as a wide receiver. JD doesn't look at him the way that he should. I think there's this infatuation within the fan base for Luke McCaffrey. Oh, Miss Jackie's on the phone.
Yeah,
oh, Miss Jackie, what's going on?
Hey, Linnell, look.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to answer your questions first, only because, you know, you know you're the younger than Charlie, and you're my boy.
Well, let's do it.
We got to do the defense first. I mean the offense too, but I'm going to break it down for you. Defense, we need a dominant edge rusher, right? And I think we need a stronger tackle. And then on the offense, what people don't get was Brandon Coleman, he is a guard who can play. He played some tackle in college, but he primarily played guard. So if you put him back in his rightful position, I think people will see a better him. I don't think he did bad as a rookie, being as though he went up against
and he was
like
hurt
Mal
too,
Miss
Jackie.
Huh?
You're talking about Brandon Coleman, right?
Yeah.
He was hurt as well. That's the one thing I said down the stretch, he was banged up, so.
Yeah. So this is the thing. It's not that the fans are fascinated with Luke McCaffrey. The thing is, because I like to watch stuff, I like to watch the All 22. Like, Luke was open a lot. You know, he had the best separation rate when he was on the field than any receiver in the league. And the thing was, I don't know if it was just Jaden wasn't really comfortable with him, because if you notice, when he threw him the ball, it was sometimes overthrown or it was too wide. But I think we just got to give him the opportunity. As far as the tight end thing, I think that Cliff just like veterans. Because I'm going to tell you, I can't see Ben Sennett getting in and not really playing up to par if he's given the opportunity.
Yeah.
Now, Marshawn Lattimore, my last point. I'm like the last caller. We got to give him another year, only because he was injured. And I really still don't think he was fully healed when he came to play these last three or four games. So you got to at least run it back, see how he does. We got some it's some good little people coming out the draft. Let's see what Adam Peters do. Is he going to cook?
That's what I'm saying, Miss Jackie. Is he going to cook or not? Because he's on the clock. The honeymoon phase is over. I appreciate you as always, Miss Jackie. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We're at the top of the hour. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll run through your calls. Plus, I'll tell you a certain defensive end that I'm all for bringing back to our nation's capital. That's next. They're on the Fan.